In a moment, I will be reading from Psalm 2, the second psalm written by David, but truly the Word of God. My purpose in preaching and teaching, by the grace of God, is always to declare the truth, to exalt and glorify the true God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the sovereign ruler, the Lord and Savior, that men may fear the Lord. As David wrote in Psalm 9, verse 20, "Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men." To put us in the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, saving wisdom, that men, women, and children would bow the knee to the sovereign Lord, sovereign God, to call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, to repent, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ that we might be saved. My hope in preaching is that the sovereign Lord, through His saving word, His power, His liberating word, would free men and women and children from the captivity they're in to sin, Satan, self, the world, and the flesh, would free them from false religion, which is Satan's chief seat, chief operation, which promises men and women and children liberty, but is the worst form of bondage. I know this from the Word of God and from experience. If and when the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God, regenerates, that is, gives life to a dead sinner, for truly all are dead in trespasses and sin. If and when the Spirit of God does that and saves a man or woman or young person and sets them free, calls them by the gospel and draws them, He does it through His Word. This is His power, the Word of God, the preaching of His Word. Yes, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching, or that is, what the world calls foolishness. But the preaching of Christ is the wisdom of God and the power of God. May He be pleased this morning to do just those things. I'm reading Psalm 2, and I read verses 1 through 4. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings or rulers of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, "Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision." Satan is in opposition to God, in opposition to Christ and His people, in opposition to the true gospel. Mankind, who is in captivity to Satan, the god of this world, he is in opposition to God, because he's in captivity to Satan, and his nature, his will, his mind, his heart, is only evil continually. That's what God said about man in Genesis 6, right before the flood, and man hasn't changed. Why? Why does the heathen rage? And he's speaking of unbelievers, the world, unbelievers, the agnostics, the scoffers, the mockers, who have no religion at all. Let's say the fool that says no God. And the people imagine a vain thing. That's speaking of those who say they're the people of God, the religious. All are opposed to the true God, to the truth of God, of man, of sin, of salvation. Why do they rage? Why do the people imagine a vain thing? I'll tell you why. Because man hates God. Man hates the true God, who is holy, who is just, who is sovereign. The true God, who does as He will, with whom He will, and none can stay His hand. The God who is potter, and we are clay in His hand. Man hates the true Christ, the Christ of Scripture, the true Christ, who is Himself holy, just, sovereign, creator, ruler, controller of all things, with keys of hell and death in His hand, with man's breath in His hands and all His way. Man hates the truth. The truth condemns man. But someone may argue, doesn't the truth make us free? Yes, it does, or he does. but not until he first reveals that we're held captive. The truth leaves man guilty. The law of God says we're guilty. The truth of God tells us we're helpless, hopeless, condemned at the will and mercy of God. That man's life, his destiny is in the hands of God. His destiny is up to God. In the hands of Christ, man is in the hands of Christ. That man's salvation is totally and completely dependent on another. And man hates that. Verse 3 says, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. That is, the bands of God, the cords of God, meaning His law. The bands actually means, the word actually translates into a halter, a restraint, God's laws, God's cords or rules or restraints. God is holy. God is righteous. But His commandments are holy, just, and good. And Christ. Christ says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. And yet men hate any restraints to their sin, to their passion. They hate it. And they say, let us cast their bands asunder. Let us cast their cords away from us. Let's break their bands. Let's break these restraints. We don't want under His rule. We will not have Him rule over us. People, I've got news for you. God does reign over us. And they say, let us cast their bands asunder. God made this earth. Christ made this earth. He is God. He is owner. He is ruler. He is judge. He does as He will. He's not a bystander in the affairs of men. He does as He will with whom He will. He's absolutely sovereignly reigns and rules over everyone and everything. He worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. Ephesians 1:11. Man does not have free will. It is not of him that willeth. Romans 9:16. Man does not have a free will. He's under the will of God. He is under the will of Satan. Man does according to God's will. Scripture says, the God in whose hands our breath is and all our ways. The king's heart, Scripture says, the king's heart, the ruler, the highest, most powerful man on earth, president, the emperor, the tyrant, his heart is in the hands of the Lord. As the rivers of water, God turneth it whithersoever He will. Man is like the grasshopper and the worm that he is. He shakes his fist. He shouts his opposition to God. Do you know what the God of the heavens does? You know what the Lord Jesus Christ, who sits in the heavens, who sits at the right hand of the majesty on high? You know what God in heaven does? Verse 4, He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Oh my, God laughs at man's taunts, at man's rebellion, at man's refusal to bow, all the while doing God's will. Then, verse 5, it reads, He shall speak. God shall speak unto them in His wrath. Wrath, most men and women think God is just love. No, God is angry with the wicked every day. God hates all workers of iniquity, Scripture said. He shall speak to them in His wrath and vex them in His sore displeasure. And here's what He said. And here's what vexes him, what man hates. Verse 6, God says, I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. He's speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. False religion says this, make Jesus your Lord. People, that's another Jesus. The Scriptures says, God says of Christ, long before this world ever began, that God hath made Him Lord. That He is Lord. You don't make Him Lord. If God saves you, if God puts fear in your heart, if God gives you this true saving faith, what He does is make you to know and understand that He is your Lord. You don't make Him Lord. That He makes you one of His people. He said, I've set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. Christ reigns in His church. He reigns over all. But He is the king over His church. and they delight to have it so. They bow their knee to Him. Here's the decree. God says in verse 7, I declare the decree. The Lord has said to His Son, Thou art my Son. This day have I begotten thee. Thou art my Son. Hebrews 1 says, He says to the Son, Thy throne, O God, is forever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of Thy kingdom. Yea, God hath made Jesus Christ Lord over all flesh. All authority, Christ said, is given unto me in heaven and earth. Power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life, John 17:2, to as many as Thou hast given Him, not to as many as let Him. No, sir, He wouldn't be Lord if you must let Him do anything. No, He gives eternal life to as many as God sovereignly chose and gave to Him in a covenant of redemption and salvation before the world began. That's the Christ of Scripture. That's the God of the Bible. That's the truth of salvation. Do you bow to it? Do you bow to Him? Do you bow the knee? He says in verse 8, Ask of me, God is saying to His Son, Ask of me, I'll give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. And that's exactly what I just quoted to you from John 17. Christ has all power over all flesh, over all people, to do with them as He will, according to His will. In verse 9, He goes on, God says, Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. That's the word of His mouth. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel, like the potsherds that they are, broken, fragmented vessels. Verse 10 and following says this, Be wise now. Here's wisdom. Here's saving wisdom. Be wise, O you kings. He begins with the highest and most powerful of men on this earth. Be wise, you king. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. God's the judge. Christ is the judge. He's the ruler. Those who have been given a little bit of power and authority. Oh, He says, be wise. Serve the Lord, verse 11. Serve His cause. Serve His glory. Serve Him with fear. Fear and rejoice with trembling. Yea, rejoice in the Lord. If you know yourself to be but men, helpless, hopeless. If you know yourself to be a sinner, you will rejoice that Christ is the Lord your righteousness. And He says, kiss the Son, verse 12. Not like Judas on a cheek as an equal, but kiss His feet like Mary Magdalene, lest He be angry and you perish from the way when His wrath is kindled just a little. Oh, blessed, He says, are all they that put their trust in Him. He ends this psalm of the glory and majesty and holy sovereign power of the Lord with trust. Those that repent, those that bow, those that believe, trust Him and He saves them. It's all forgotten. It's all paid for. It's all covered by the blood. Oh, don't rage against your Creator. Don't rage against your Sovereign, but rage against the truth. Stack your guns, bow your knee, cry for mercy. The same Lord who laughs delights to show mercy. The same Lord who will by no means clear the guilty, but will punish sin and sinners. Completely and eternally forgives, forgets the sins and iniquities of all who turn, all who call, all who come to Christ for mercy. May the Lord bless His word to the salvation of your soul. Amen.